Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, markets and company news from Just One Lap. Simon Brown, good evening to you. And financial shares leading a nice local rebound today.
Evening, Jeremy. Absolutely. It's a good day across the market, make no mistake about that. But to your point, financials, I mean, almost 5% higher. That in a market which is almost just over 4%. The banks really got hit yesterday. Some of them, Standard Bank, Nedbank, Old Mutual, were ex-dividend, so we expected them to fall. But Standard Bank was almost three times the down more than the dividend amount. And that's very unusual. So that really was all that uncertainty yesterday. Today, we still have uncertainty. It's just slightly different. And it's a positive uncertainty, if that makes any sense in what's going on at the moment.
I think we'll take that for what it is, Simon. A little bit of confusion, but we'll take certainty wherever we can get it. Interesting to see some of the gold counters were down today, but bullion continuing its surge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, gold is having a good run, trading above $3,100 an ounce in the futures market. We've seen the rand coming back. The rand was up at 1990 yesterday against the dollar, 1940 right now. So we certainly have seen a bit of a shine off there. But I think taking a bit of a breather, and even those that are green are sort of lagging the broader market. There is a I think, a sense of, you know, people have bought gold stocks. I mean, I'm not sure who at this late stage is thinking, maybe some gold shares. I mean, this trade's been going on now for a couple of years and is the sort of proverbial crowded trade where everyone's largely jumped on already.
Simon, also interesting to see Sasol was up today. I don't know what it's like on your screen right now, but I guess that's a company that'll take whatever it can, right?
It absolutely. And yesterday, it was selling left, right, and center. But we also saw Brent. I think Brent oil got down into, I mean, just above the mid $50 a barrel. So that really hurt Sasol. We've seen a strong bounce in Brent, trading just below $64 at this point in time. And Sasol is, I mean, I don't want to say it's a meme stock, but it's becoming more and more volatile. It was, you know, 80 Rand literally just a couple of weeks ago, got to sort of just over 50, bounced to plus 60 today. It's becoming hugely volatile, and it is going to, you know, half their business is chemicals, but that half of the business remains depressed. And there's not much we can do about it, and chemical prices will recover, but there's no sign of that yet. So the focus really has been on oil. And if we see more volatility in oil, that certainly will lead to more volatility in the Sasol share price at the same time.
So, Simon, a couple of questions from our listeners, and maybe against that backdrop of a little bit of positive uncertainty at the moment. Is this a good time to start looking at an equity buy?
I can answer that two ways. And the one is which to say, yes, always. I mean, you know, the rand cost averaging, take a bit of money every month, go and buy some shares, absolutely. To a more broad, you know, and that's probably more of a collective investment scheme, unit trust, maybe a passive ETF type of strategy. Individual stock picking, it still is a market that, yes, we've got a 90-day stay on the tariffs, but we've got, you know, high valuations in the US. Locally in South Africa, we're not quite sure which way the government of national unity is going to go, who's in, who's going to be out. There is still a lot to worry about. That said, quality companies at good prices, given time, those are the three magic ingredients. And there, you've got to go and find them. But there are some great companies at great prices in our markets, Europe and to a degree the US as well.
Now, Simon, as this tariff war intensifies, albeit that we have a 90-day pause, two industries are really vulnerable in South Africa. One is the fruit industry, the other is the auto industry. And South Africa now considering expanding its vehicle industry incentive scheme to shield the backbone of the country's manufacturing sector from the fallout as a result of these tariffs. How much of a difference is that going to make, do you think?
I think there's a lot of moving parts. The first is what happens in 90 days. I do think that we are in the spotlight of President Trump, and I think that we will be probably getting some tariffs coming back in 90 days. Will it be 30%? Probably not. Maybe it just stays 10, maybe 15. But of course, our vehicles, to be competitive, we need them to be going into the US tariff-free. I don't know how much flexibility we have in the next 90 days. And if we quickly switch to the agri sector, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen was chatting around some of the markets that have recently opened up to our agri export. In some cases, those negotiations were 20 years in the making. This drags very, very slowly. So I appreciate the sentiment from government. I think government is correct. I don't think it's something which happens in a 90-day window, however.
Not a huge amount of company news, and this is a final one tonight, but Life Healthcare noting what it says is good growth in paid patient days. I think that was a trading update put out earlier today. What does that mean?
Yeah, essentially, hospitals are fancy hotels. Couple of differences. You don't elect to go there. Your doctor or somebody sends you there. Hopefully, your medical aid pays, and they're very expensive. And to be fair, the food is poor. But if they can get their bed nights up, and it's up from 66.6 to 68.6, so that's a good percentage move. And there's some extra costs when you've got a patient in the hospital. But you know, absolutely there is. You've got to give them tea and porridge and other such stuff. But your base fee, you know, the bed was already paid for, the nurse was already there, the building rates, etc., was already paid for. So you get a really good leverage impact. So a 2% increase in bed nights might not sound like a lot, but just that can in itself drop into 10% increased profits on the bottom line. So it's a big deal for Life Health.
You know, Simon, speak for yourself. I've been in hospital on a couple of occasions in my life. I have never had a complaint about the jelly and custard, my friend.
We go to different hospitals, Jeremy.
Simon Brown from Just One Lap. We'll talk to you again next week. Always appreciate the insight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.